That first line in the reading from the prophet Habakkuk is a line that I suspect most of us have felt at one time or another in our lives. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. How often it is that we cry out to the Lord and we hear no answer. We ask for something, but it's like our prayers are never heard. And we begin to wonder, is there a God? Or if there is a God, does he listen? Does he care? Doesn't he see? We sometimes feel as Jesus must have felt on the cross when he said, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" If we go back to that first reading this morning from Habakkuk, it's important to take a look at how the reading ends. It ends by saying, "The just one, because of his faith, will live." If we go to the psalm that Jesus began on the cross, if we go to the end of that psalm, it too is a prayer, a confident trust in God. A number of years ago, it has to be almost maybe 25 years ago, I was in a conversation here in Dodge City with a minister from one of the Protestant churches. And he used a phrase that I had never heard before, and it struck me. He talked about the preachers of health and wealth. And what he was alluding to is the fact that among some of the more prominent, and I think mostly television preachers, there was this thing that they were trying to convince you that if you read the Bible, you live the faith, and I suspect if you donate it to their cause, you would have health and wealth here in this life. And of course, this comment was a comment that expressed profound disagreement with them. I think such an approach to Christianity is basically a destruction of Christianity. Jesus does not promise us neither health nor wealth. In fact, what Jesus promises us, if you are to be my disciple, you must take up your cross each day and follow in my footsteps. If you'll notice what Paul says in the second reading today, he talks about bear your share of the hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Paul knew very well from his own personal experience that living the gospel, proclaiming the gospel, was going to entail hardship. We know that in our own lives. So often, when we are trying to do that which is good, that which is right, we encounter hardship. You know, it is the hardship of holding on to values in a world that has values very different from the values of the gospel. whether that be values about honesty, values about sexuality, values about marriage, values about the dignity of human life. We encounter suffering and hardship because we hang on to those values. We hold those values and try to proclaim them in the world today. Our faith in Christ Jesus is not a faith that looks for the hardship. That's not the purpose of our faith. It's not to embrace the cross. It's not to endure hardship. But we know that is the inevitable thing that will come to us. But we believe for a much deeper reason. We believe because Jesus has promised us that He will give us a peace that the world cannot give. And not only will He give us a peace that the world cannot give, once we have found that peace, we will also find a deep, profound joy. If one reads the letters of St. Paul, you notice a man that suffered much for the sake of the gospel. But you also notice a man profoundly joyful. He had encountered Christ Jesus. He had given his life to proclaiming his truth. And he had found a joy and a peace that nothing could take from him. All three readings today invite us to faith. They invite us to deeper faith, deeper trust, deeper confidence in our God. They remind us that our faith will sometimes bring us opposition, sometimes bring us suffering, will often put us at odds with the world around us. And yet that faith will bring us a peace, a joy here in this life. And it will bring us life forever in the world to come.